The Vision of November 23, 1879. While the Institute was still in progress and the last meeting of the General Conference session had not yet been held, Ellen White was favored with another vision. Of this she wrote. November 23, 1879, some things were shown me in reference to institutions among us and the duties and dangers of those who occupy a leading position in connection with them. I saw that these men have been raised up to do a special work as God's instruments, to be led, guided, and controlled by His Spirit. This is a dangerous age for any man who has talents which can be of value in the work of God, for Satan is constantly plying his temptations upon such a person. The 70 or more pages that follow are filled with counsel, reproof, admonition, and encouragement, based largely upon this important vision. Coming as it did during the meetings, it formed the basis of several of the earnest discourses given by Ellen White to the ministers and institutional workers. This undoubtedly led to the expression of contrition and loyalty made at the close of the Institute and also at the last meeting of the General Conference session. Whereas, God has again most mercifully and graciously spoken to us as ministers, in words of admonition and reproof through the gift of the Spirit of prophecy, and whereas, these instructions are just and timely, and of the utmost importance in their relation to our future labors and usefulness, therefore, resolved, that we hereby express our sincere and devout thanksgiving to God that He has not left us in our blindness, as He might justly have done, but has given us another opportunity to overcome, by faithfully pointing out our sins and errors, and teaching us how we may please God and become useful in His cause. Resolved, that while it is right and proper that we express our thankfulness to God and His servants in this manner, yet the best manner of expressing our gratitude is to faithfully heed the testimony that has been borne to us, and we hereby pledge ourselves to make a most earnest effort to reform on those points wherein we have been shown to be deficient, and to be obedient to the will of God thus graciously made known to us.